Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Paul was preaching a radical message, so much so that the Apostle Peter came along, and in his writings, I believe it's 2 Peter, it's either 1 or 2 Peter, the last chapter, he says, "Our beloved brother Paul says some of these things which are hard to be understood, which those that are unlearned and unstable wrestle with as they do other Scripture." Peter put Paul's writings in the category of Scripture, called them Scripture in his day, and yet Paul rebuked Peter to his face. When Peter came to Antioch, Paul said, "You are to blame. You are a hypocrite. You knew this message of grace because you went in and ate with the Gentiles. You did things that broke Jewish tradition and law, and you ate with them. But when the Jews from Jerusalem came, then you dissembled, which means you were a hypocrite. And you separated yourself and ate separate so that you wouldn't mingle with them." And he says, "You knew the truth and you didn't stand up to it." Paul's revelation was actually superior to Peter's revelation. Paul had an understanding of the grace of God that the Apostle Peter says some people, he says some things that are hard to understand. Here's Peter saying, "Man, our beloved brother Paul says some hard things to understand." Where did Paul get this revelation? You know, you could kind of understand if it was Peter that was saying these things, because he spent 3.5 years following Jesus and watching him perform these miracles and listening to every message that Jesus gave. But the Apostle Paul didn't know Jesus. I'm sure that he either saw him or heard about him, but he was not a disciple. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was persecuting the church. He was not a follower of the Lord. He didn't sit under his ministry. And he even says over in Galatians chapter 1 and chapter 2 that when he got born again, he did not go to Jerusalem except one time, and he spent 3 days with Peter. But that's all the contact he had with the apostles. He says, "I went into the desert of Arabia, and for 3.5 years I stayed in the deserts of Arabia." And then after that, he spent 14 years, or a total of 14 years, in Tarsus, and he went back home to Tarsus, and he waited until Barnabas came and got him and brought him to Antioch. And it was 14 years after his conversion, and he didn't have basically any contact with the other apostles. He didn't go and get taught this. Where did he get this revelation that was a mystery, so much so that even the Apostle Peter says, "Our beloved brother Paul says some things that are hard to understand"? Paul wrote half of the New Testament. Not the people that walked and talked and slept and ate and were living with Jesus, but a man who didn't actually know him at the time. Where did he get this revelation? Where did Paul do it? How did he get this revelation? Paul says himself in Galatians chapter 2 that this came by Galatians chapter 1 that this came by revelation. No man taught it to him, but God taught it to him directly. Let me just take this terminology that he used right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And it says in verse 6, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory." Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Now this is the same book. It's the same author. Remember that people put the chapter and verse divisions in here for reference sake. I'm using it tonight to direct you towards a specific verse. There's nothing wrong with that, but you don't need to think that these are separate thoughts, individual thoughts. This was one letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to these people. He didn't change the subject. It's the same letter, therefore it's in the same context, and he uses the same terminology now and explains it a little bit more. In chapter 14, he says in verse 1, "Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries." Now put this together with 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I believe it was verse 5 or verse 6. He says, "We are speaking the hidden wisdom of God in a mystery. This is the same author speaking to the same people. It's the same context, the same letter. And basically what he's saying is where this mystery came from. In this same passage of Scripture, Paul says in chapter 14, I'm not sure the exact verse, maybe Carol can find it and put it up there, but he says, I speak in tongues more than you all. Talking about the entire church. There was hundreds or maybe thousands of people in that church, and he was telling them about how to use the gift of speaking in tongues properly in the church. And he said that it has to be interpreted, but he says, I speak in tongues more than you all. And yet he says, in the church, I'd rather speak 5 words with my understanding so that people could understand me than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Paul didn't speak in the church much in tongues, but he spoke in tongues more than all of the people put together. And it says right here that when you are speaking in tongues in the Spirit, you are speaking mysteries. The hidden mysteries of God, the wisdom that Paul was using and teaching. Here's what I'm trying to say. You know how Paul got this revelation? When he received the Lord, he saw the Lord on the road to Damascus. He was struck blind and he said, Lord, what would you have me to do? And the Lord told him to go into Damascus. He sent a man named Ananias, and Ananias came and prophesied over him. He was healed. He was born again and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. All of this is recorded in Acts chapter 9. And when he received that baptism of the Holy Spirit, he already had studied the Word. He had been a student of Gamaliel. He probably knew the Word. Matter of fact, the Jews were required to quote the first 5 books of the Bible. He knew the Word by heart. He had a revelation of the Word, but not the true revelation, not the spirit of it. He hadn't seen the grace and the mercy in it. He was schooled in legalism. And you know what I believe he did? He spent that 3.5 years in the desert, of course, remembering the Scripture, studying the Scripture, but by his own admission, nobody was teaching him. You know what he was doing? He was praying in tongues and saying, God, show me the truth. And as he prayed in tongues, the Lord, he was speaking forth the hidden wisdom of God. You know, one of the reasons I think it's so important to preach on this is because we have people come. We've already had over 100 people come and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. And I praise God for that. And that's wonderful. And it really blesses people. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Having the ability to speak in tongues is not the real key. It's in using it and then understanding what is going on. And there are people, I'm sure that there's people sitting right in this auditorium tonight that sometime, maybe a year ago, 10 years, 20 years ago, you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you spoke in tongues and it made a goosebump go up and down your spine and it just made you feel good and you look back at it as, oh, that was an awesome experience, and that's about all that it is. It's a memory. But you don't understand what's going on. Most people think that when you're speaking in tongues, you're just saying something that is nonsensical. It doesn't do anything for you. What's the purpose? What's the benefit of it? And that's the reason that a lot of people don't speak in tongues on a regular basis, because they don't understand what the purpose of it is. Here is a major key. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2 says that when you speak in an unknown tongue, you speak not unto man, but unto God. Your spirit is talking directly to God. You're bypassing the doubt, the unbelief that's in your brain, the confusion. When you don't know how to pray as you should, you can pray in tongues, and your spirit, who doesn't have the same limitations, it says that you know all things. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. That's not talking about your little peanut brain. That's talking about your spirit, the part of you that 1 Corinthians 2:16 says you have the mind of Christ. That's not true in your physical mind up here, but in your spirit, you have the mind of Christ. You know all things. When you are praying in tongues, this spirit is the part of you that is praying. You can see that right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and I believe it's verse 14. It says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. The Spirit is the part of you that has the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. It's been renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created you, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10. It is the part of you that knows all things. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. Man, I'm throwing out a lot of scriptures, but I'm praying that you're listening to this, because most of us just go along singing, well, further along we'll understand why. We just can't understand the things of God. That's true of just your little peanut brain. But you have a born-again spirit that has the mind of Christ in it. And in your born-again spirit, you know all things. That's what the Bible says. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. You know, it's amazing to me. I found out that most Christians don't let the Bible get in the way of what they believe very much. Well, I don't care what 1 John 2, 20 says. I don't know all things. And I'll say, but the Bible says. You know, I was painting a lady's house one time when I was first getting started in ministry in the Childress, Texas. And I was ministering to this lady and I was painting her house. And over a few days, she got to where she really liked me and she was fixing me food. And she just sat and talked. And I was preaching to her and telling her about the Lord. And she loved it. She went to a Baptist church and she knew that I used to be Baptist and that I had left the Baptist church. And she says, why did you leave the Baptist church? We need you in the Baptist church. Why did you leave? And I said, well, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and they asked me to leave. They told me to leave. And she says, are you talking about speaking in tongues? And I said, well, that's part of it. That's not all of it. But yeah, I speak in tongues and they asked me to leave. And she says, well, they'd asked you to leave my Baptist church too. So I turned over to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and I showed her this verse that says, forbid in verse 39, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. I said, it's a direct command. How could you say that there's anything wrong with it when the Bible says forbid not to speak in tongues? She said, there's lots of things in the Bible that we don't believe.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I'd like to encourage you to call into our helpline. And you can not only get these products, which I really encourage you to do, because they'd be good for you, and it'd also be a great way for you to share these truths with someone else. So please get the products, but also these people that answer the phones are some super people, some very mature Christians. We get compliments and comments constantly from people who call in that they have never had the compassion, the love, the power of God demonstrated like through our helpline. You would really be blessed. So if this has touched you and you'd like some prayer or ministry, please call and remember to get these products.